This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information and to find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This reading is by Martin Clifton. Domestic Cookery: Useful Recipes and Hints to Young Housekeepers by Elizabeth E. Lee. Section 2: Meats and Poultry. To boil fresh meat. In boiling fresh meat, care is necessary to have the water boiling all the time it is in the pot. If the pot is not well scummed, the appearance of the meat will be spoiled. Mutton and beef are preferred by some a little rare, but pork and veal should always be well done. A round of beef that is stuffed will take more than 3 hours to boil, and if not stuffed, 2 hours or more, according to size. Slow boiling is the best. A leg of mutton requires from 2 to 3 hours boiling, according to size. A fore-quarter from 1 hour to 1.5 hours. A quarter of lamb, unless very large, will boil in 1 hour. Veal and pork will take rather longer to boil than mutton. All boiled fresh meat should have drawn butter poured over it after it is dished, and be garnished with parsley. The liquor that fresh meat or poultry is boiled in should be saved, as an addition of vegetables, herbs, and dumplings make a nourishing soup of it. A large turkey will take 3 hours to boil, a small one half that time. Secure the legs to keep them from bursting out. Turkeys should be blanched in warm milk and water. Stuff them and rub their breasts with butter. Flour a cloth and pin them in. A large chicken that is stuffed should boil 1 hour, and small ones half that time. The water should always boil before you put in your meat or poultry. When meat is frozen, soak it in cold water for several hours and allow more time in the cooking. To boil a turkey. Have the turkey well cleaned and prepared for cooking. Let it lay in salt and water a few minutes. Fill it with bread and butter, seasoned with pepper, salt, parsley, and thyme. Secure the legs and wings, pin it up in a towel, have the water boiling and put it in. Put a little salt in the water. When half done, put in a little milk. A small turkey will boil in 1.25 hours, a middle-sized in 2 hours, and a large one in 2.5 or 3 hours. They should boil moderately all the time. If fowls boil too fast, they break into pieces. 1/2 hour will cook the liver and gizzard, which should be put around the turkey. When it is dished, have drawn butter with an egg chopped and put in it, and a little parsley. Oyster sauce and celery sauce are good with boiled turkey or chicken. To boil beef tongue, corned beef, etc. If the tongue is dry, let it soak for several hours. Put it to boil in cold water and keep it boiling slowly for 2 hours. But if it is just out of the pickle, the water should boil when it goes in. Corned or pickled beef or pork require longer boiling than that which is dry. You can tell when it is done by the bones coming out easily. Pour drawn butter over it when dished. To boil a ham. A large ham should boil 3 or 4 hours very slowly. It should be put in cold water and be kept covered during the whole process. A small ham will boil in 2 hours. All bacon requires much the same management. And if you boil cabbage or greens with it, skim all the grease off the pot before you put them in. Ham or dried beef, if very salt, should be soaked several hours before cooking and should be boiled in plenty of water. To boil calf's head. Cut the upper from the lower jaw, take out the brains and eyes, and clean the head well. Let it soak in salt and water an hour or two. Then put it in a gallon of boiling water. Take off the scum as it rises, and when it is done, take out the bones, dish it, and pour over a sauce made of butter and flour, stirred into half a pint of water it was boiled in. Put in a chopped egg, a little salt, pepper, and fine parsley when it is nearly done. You can have soup of the liquor with dumplings if you wish. To boil veal. Have a piece of the forequarter nicely washed and rubbed with flour. Let it boil fast. A piece of 5 pounds will boil in an hour and a half. Dish it up with drawn butter. Oyster sauce is an improvement to boiled veal. Roasting meat. Roasting either meat or poultry requires more attention than boiling or stewing. It is very important to baste it frequently, and if the meat has been frozen, it should have time to thaw before cooking. Beef, veal, or mutton that is roasted in a stove or oven requires more flour dredged on it than when cooked before the fire in a tin kitchen. There should be little water in the dripping pan, as that steams the meat and prevents its browning. It is best to add more as the water evaporates, and where there is plenty of flour on the meat, it incorporates with the gravy, and it requires no thickening. Add a little seasoning before you take up the gravy. Meat that has been hanging up some time should be roasted in preference to boiling, as the fire extracts any taste it may have acquired. To rub fresh meat with salt and pepper will prevent the flies from troubling it, and will make it keep longer. To roast a turkey to make gravy, etc. A very large turkey will take 3 hours to roast, and is best done before the fire in a tin oven. Wash the turkey very clean, and let it lay in salt and water 20 minutes, but no longer, or it changes colour. Rub the inside with salt and pepper. Have ready a stuffing of bread and butter, seasoned with salt, pepper, parsley, thyme, an onion if agreeable, and an egg. If the bread is dry, moisten it with boiling water. Mix all well together and fill the turkey. If you have fresh sausage, put some in the craw. Have a pint of water in the bottom of the dripping pan or oven, with some salt and a spoonful of lard or butter. Rub salt, pepper, and butter over the breast. Baste it often, and turn it so that each part will be next the fire. Gravy may be made from the drippings in the oven by boiling it in a skillet with thickening and seasoning. Hash gravy should be made by boiling the giblets and neck in a quart of water, which chop fine, then season and thicken. Have both the gravies on the table in separate tureens. Cranberry and damson sauce are suitable to eat with roast poultry. To roast a goose, make a stuffing of bread, butter, salt, pepper, sage, thyme, and onions. It requires but little butter, as geese are generally fat. Wash it well in salt and water, wipe it, and rub the inside with salt and pepper. A common-sized goose will roast in an hour, but a small one in less time. Pour off nearly all the fat that drips from the goose, as it will make the gravy too rich. Make hash gravy of the giblets the same as for turkey. Ducks. Wild ducks are generally cooked without stuffing, and for those that like them rare, 15 or 20 minutes will be long enough. For common ducks, a stuffing should be made the same as for a goose. They will roast in half an hour. Currant jelly and apple sauce should be eaten with ducks and geese. Chickens. A large fowl will roast in an hour, and a small one in half an hour. Boil the livers and gizzards in a skillet with a pint of water. Thicken and season for gravy. The breasts of the chickens should be rubbed with butter or lard to keep them from breaking. Tie the legs in to keep them from bursting out. When butter is scarce, it is a good way to make rich short cake to stuff poultry with. It will require nothing added but pepper, parsley, etc. To roast beef. Season the beef with pepper and salt, and put it in the tin kitchen, well skewered to the spit, with a pint of water in the bottom. Baste and turn it frequently so that every part may have the fire. A very large piece of beef will take 3 hours to roast. When it is done, pour the gravy out into a skillet, let it boil, and thicken it with flour mixed with water. If it be too fat, skim off the top, which will be useful for other purposes. To roast a veal and lamb. Veal should be well seasoned and rubbed with lard. When it begins to brown, baste it with salt and water. A large loin will take from 2 to 3 hours to roast, the thin part of the forequarter an hour. It should be well done. Boil up and thicken the gravy. A leg of veal or mutton may be stuffed before baking. Lamb and mutton do not require to be rubbed with lard, as they are generally fatter than veal. Make the gravy as for veal. A quarter of lamb will roast in an hour, a loin of mutton in 2 hours. To roast a pig, hash gravy, etc. Have a pig of a suitable size, clean it well, and rub the inside with pepper and salt. Make a stuffing of bread, butter, parsley, sage, and thyme. If the bread is stale, pour a little boiling water on it. Mix all together. Fill the pig and sew it up with strong thread. Put in the skewers and spit and tie the feet with twine. Have a pint and a half of water in the bottom of the tin kitchen with a spoonful of lard and a little salt. With this, baste it and turn it, so as each part will have the benefit of the fire. It should be basted until the skin begins to get stiff with the heat of the fire. Then grease it all over with butter or lard, and continue to turn it before the fire, but baste no more, or the skin will blister. A pig will take from 2 to 3 hours to roast, according to the size. When it is done, pour the water out in a skillet, season it, and thicken it with flour and water. To make hash gravy, put the liver and heart to boil in 3 pints of water. After they have boiled an hour, chop them very fine, put them back in the pot and stir in a thickening of flour and water, with salt, pepper, parsley and thyme. Have the gravies in separate tureens on either side of the pig. Apple sauce and cold slaw are almost indispensable with pig. To roast pork. After washing the pork, cut the skin in squares or stripes. Season it with salt and pepper, and baste it with salt and water. Thicken and boil up the gravy. To bake a stuffed leg of veal. Cut off the shank and make holes round the bone for stuffing, which should be of bread and butter, the yolk of an egg, and seasoning. Fill the holes with this and spread it over the top with little pieces of the fat of ham. Dust salt and pepper over it, put it in the Dutch oven or dripping pan, and bake it brown. Put a pint of water in the bottom, and if it should dry up, put in more. When it is done, dust in some flour for the gravy. If done carefully, meat is almost as good roasted in the stove as before the fire. If you let the gravy boil over in the stove, it makes an unpleasant smell through the house and spoils the flavour of the meat. The ham of fresh pork is good done in the same way. To bake a pig's head. Have the head nicely cleaned with the eyes taken out and the ears cut off. Season it with salt and pepper. Rub crumbs of bread over with a spoonful of lard. Put it in the Dutch oven or dripping pan with a pint of water. Bake it an hour, thicken and season the gravy. To cook pigeons. Pigeons should be roasted about 15 minutes before a quick fire. As the meat is dry, they should have a rich stuffing and be basted with butter. You may bake them in a Dutch oven or stew them in a pot with water enough to cover them and some crumbs of bread or flour dusted over them. Let them cook slowly for half an hour. Mix together flour and water with salt, pepper and parsley to season and a lump of butter. Stir this in and let it boil up. Put them in a deep dish and pour the gravy over. Pigeons make a very nice pie in the same way as chickens. To bake a ham. Make a dressing of bread seasoned with pepper and herbs. Moisten it with about 5 eggs instead of water. Take a ham that has been cut at the table, either fresh or salt. Fill up the place where it has been cut and cover the top with the dressing. Bake it 30 minutes and garnish it with parsley before sending it to the table. To bake beef's heart. After washing the heart, make a rich stuffing with bread and suet, highly seasoned. Fill it with this and put it in a Dutch oven or the dripping pan of a stove with 1/2 pint of water. Let it bake 1.5 hours. The gravy will not need any thickening as some of the stuffing will fall out. Put the gravy in the dish. Beef à la mode. Take part of a round of beef, bone it and make holes for stuffing, which is made of bread, suet, thyme, parsley, chopped onions, mace, cloves, pepper, salt and a raw egg. Stuff the meat, bind it with tape, and put it in a Dutch oven with a plate in the bottom to keep it from burning. Just cover it with water and let it stew from 3 to 4 hours according to the size. Make gravy with some of the water it was stewed in, seasoned with claret and butter, and thickened with flour. If you wish it to taste of any other sort of wine, add a glass to the gravy. Beef steak. Choose the tenderest part of beef. Cut it 1 inch thick. Broil it gently over good coals covered with a plate. Have butter, salt, pepper and a little water in a dish, and when you turn the beef, dip it in this. Be careful to have as much of the juice as you can. When done, put it in a warm dish and pour the basting over with some butter. Mutton chops. Cut some pieces of mutton, either with or without bone, about 1 inch thick. Have the gridiron hot, first rubbing it with a little suet. Put on the chops, turning them frequently, and butter and season them with pepper and salt as you cook them. Then dish them on a hot dish and add more butter. Rabbits and squirrels. Rabbits and squirrels, or birds, may be fried as chickens or stewed in a pot with a little water. If you make a pie of rabbits or squirrels, they should be stewed first to make them tender, and then made in the same way as chicken pie. Rabbits are very good cooked with chopped onions in a pot with a little water and thickening of milk and flour stirred in when they are nearly done. Squirrels make very good soup. To fry ham. Slice the ham, and if it is very salt, pour boiling water on it and let it soak a while. Then fry it with a small piece of lard. When done, dish it. Mix together flour, milk, parsley and pepper, let it boil, and pour it over the ham. To fry beef with kidney. Cut the kidney in small pieces, take out all the strings and let it soak several hours in salt and water. Wash and drain it. Season some pieces of beef and kidney and put them in a frying pan with hot lard or drippings of any kind. Dust a little flour over. When it is fried on both sides, take it up in a dish, mix a spoonful of flour in some water with salt and pepper and pour in. When it has boiled, pour it over the beef. To fry liver. Liver should be cut across the grain in slices about 1/2 inch thick. Pour boiling water over it, drain and season it with pepper and salt, flour each piece and drop it in a frying pan of hot bacon drippings. Do not fry it any longer than it is done, or it will be hard. Take it up in a dish, make a gravy as for beef, and pour over it. Veal cutlets. Cut the veal in slices near 1 inch thick, wash, drain and season it. Beat up 1 egg and have ready some pounded crackers or breadcrumbs. Dip the slices first in the egg and then in the bread and fry them in hot lard. Mix a gravy of flour and water with salt, pepper, and parsley. When the veal is taken up, pour it in. Let it boil a few minutes and pour it over the dish, and grate a little nutmeg over. To fry veal, lamb, or pork. Cut up the meat in thin slices and season it. Dip it in flour and drop it in a pan of hot lard. When brown, take it up and make gravy with flour, milk, parsley, pepper and salt, which stir in. To stew veal, lamb or pork, cut the meat small, season it and put it in a pot with water enough to cover it. Let it cook for half an hour, then pour in thickening of flour and milk, with parsley and thyme and a piece of butter, if the meat is not fat. Take it up in a deep dish. Brains and tongue. Pour boiling water on the brains and skin them. Tie them tight in a cloth and boil them and the tongue with the head. When done, put them on a plate. Chop 3 leaves of green sage fine and beat up with the brains. Spread them round a small dish and after skinning the tongue, place it in the middle. Veal hash. Take the lights, heart and some of the liver. Boil them in a pint of water. When done, take them out and chop them fine. Season it with salt, pepper and a little sweet marjoram. Put it back in the pot and thicken it with butter and flour. Let it boil a few minutes and dish it in a small tureen. Brain cakes. When the head is cloven, take out the brains and clear them of strings. Beat them up with the yolks of 2 eggs, some crumbs of bread, pepper, salt, fine parsley, a spoonful of cream and a spoonful of flour. When they are well mixed, drop them with a spoon into a frying pan with a little hot butter and fry them of a light brown colour. Forcemeat balls. Take a pound of veal, 1/2 pound of suet, 2 slices of ham and some crumbs of bread, chop them very fine, and put in the yolks of 2 eggs. Season it with parsley, thyme, mace, pepper and salt. Roll it into small balls and fry them brown. They're nice to garnish hashes, roast veal or cutlets, and to put in soup. To fry veal's liver. Cut the liver and heart across the grain. Wash it well. Pour boiling water on and let it stand a few minutes. Then drain and season it with salt and pepper. Flour it and drop it in hot lard. When it is brown on both sides, dish it. Dust a little flour in the pan and pour in some water. Let it boil a minute, stirring in a seasoning of parsley, thyme or sweet marjoram. Pour the gravy over the liver. This is a good breakfast dish. To fry veal sweetbreads. Dip them in the yolk of an egg beaten, then in a mixture of grated bread or flour and salt and pepper. Fry them a nice brown. To stew sweetbreads. Stew them in a little water with butter, flour and a little cream. Season with salt, pepper, parsley and thyme. To brown a calf's head with the skin on. After scalding and washing the head clean, take out the eyes, cut off the ears, and let it boil 1/2 hour. When cold, cleave the upper from the lower jaw, take out the tongue, strike off the nose, score the part which has skin on, rub it over with beaten egg, sprinkle it over with salt, parsley, cayenne, and black pepper, lay pieces of butter over it, and put it in a Dutch oven to brown, basting it often. Cut down the lower part in slices, skin the tongue and palate, and cut them up, put them in a pot with a little water. When done, thicken it with brown flour and butter, season it with pepper, salt, some pickled oysters, wine or brandy if you like it, and let it stew 15 minutes. Lay the baked head in a dish and put the hash around it, and lay forcemeat balls or brain cakes round the edge of the dish. Bacon fraise. Cut streaked bacon into small, thin slices. Make a batter of a pint of milk, 2 eggs, and 2 large spoonsful of flour, some salt and pepper. Put some lard or dripping in a frying pan, and when it is hot, pour in 1/2 of the batter, and strew the bacon over it. Then pour on the remainder of the batter. Let it fry gently, and be careful in turning that the bacon does not come to the pan. Irish stew. Take 5 thick mutton chops, or 2 pounds of the neck or loin, 2 pounds of potatoes, peel them and cut them in halves, 6 onions, or 1/2 pound of onions, peel and slice them also. First put a layer of potatoes at the bottom of your stew pan, then a couple of chops and some onions, then again potatoes, and so on until the pan is quite full. Season with pepper and salt, and 3 gills of broth or gravy, and 2 teaspoonsful of mushroom catsup. Cover it very close to prevent the escape of steam, and stew on a slow fire for 1.5 hours. A slice of ham is an addition. Great care should be taken not to let it brown. To brown flour for gravy, etc. Put some flour in a Dutch oven and set it over some hot coals. Keep stirring it until it is of a light brown colour. In this way, several pounds can be done at once and kept in a jar covered, and is very convenient to thicken brown soups and gravies with. Drawn butter. Put 1/2 pint of water in a skillet, rub 1/4 pound of butter in a large spoonful of flour. When the water boils, stir it in and let it boil a few minutes. Season it with parsley, chopped fine. Stuffing or dressing. Stuffing for poultry is made of bread and butter, an egg, salt, pepper, chopped parsley or thyme mixed together. If the bread is dry, it should have a little boiling water poured on it. Egg sauce. This is made as drawn butter, with 1 or 2 eggs boiled hard and chopped into it, and a little salt. Celery sauce. Take a large bunch of celery, cut it fine, and boil it till soft in 1 pint of water. Thicken it with butter and flour, and season it with salt, pepper, and mace. Bacon dumplings. Cut slices of cooked bacon and pepper them. Roll out crust as for apple dumplings. Slice some potatoes very thin, and put them in the crust with the meat. Close them up, and let them boil fast 1 hour. When done, take them out carefully with a ladle. Drop dumplings. These are good for almost any kind of soup, and may be made of 1/4 flour, 2 eggs, a spoonful of butter, some salt and pepper, wet with milk and water. Drop them in while it is boiling, and let them boil for 10 or 15 minutes. Vermicelli. Beat 3 fresh eggs very light, make them into a stiff paste with flour and water. Knead it well, and roll it very thin. Cut it in narrow strips, give them a twist, and dry them quickly on tin sheets or dishes in the sun or a moderate oven. Soak them a few minutes in cold water, and put them in chicken soup. They are very good and convenient. Hash made of fowls. Take the bones and pieces that have been left of roast or boiled fowls, either turkeys or chickens, crack the bones, cut off the meat, and chop it fine. Put it in a small iron pot or stew pan, cover it with water, and put in the gravy that may be left from the fowls. Season with pepper and salt, put in some chopped celery, crumbs of bread, a lump of butter, and, if it requires it, dust in a little flour. If you like it, you may slice in an onion. Beef steak pudding. Take 2 pounds of beef from the round or sirloin, and after taking out the bone, season it according to fancy. Some prefer a seasoning of pepper, salt, onions, thyme, marjoram, or sage, others the pepper and salt alone. Then prepare a plain, stiff crust, either with or without butter or lard. Spread the crust over a deep dish or bowl, put in the beef, and if you like it, add some butter. Cover it close with a crust, which must be closely turned in to prevent the water from penetrating. Tie it up tight in a cloth, put it in a pot of boiling water, and let it boil quickly for 1 hour. The cloth should be dipped in hot water and floured, as for other boiled puddings. Beef steak pie. Take some fine beef steaks, beat them well with a rolling pin, and season them with pepper and salt according to taste. Make a good crust. Lay some in a deep dish or tin pan, lay in the beef, and fill the dish half full of water. Put in a tablespoonful of butter and some chopped thyme and parsley, and cover the top with crust. Bake it for 1 to 2 hours, according to the size of the pie, and eat it while hot. Baked beef pudding. Parboil some tender pieces of beef in water enough to barely cover it. Grease a pan with lard, season the beef and lay it in. Make a batter of eggs, milk and flour with a little salt and pour it over. Bake it an hour in a stove or Dutch oven, and when done, keep it hot till it is eaten. Save the water the beef was boiled in, add a little butter, flour, pepper, salt and chopped parsley, thyme or sweet marjoram, and boil it up. When you dish up the pudding, pour this over, or put it in a gravy dish to be served hot at the table. Pork stew pie. Take small bones and pieces of pork that will not do for sausage. Roll out some crust with but little shortening. Lay in the meat and small pieces of crust alternately, sprinkle in flour and seasoning, cover it with water and put on a crust. Spiced beef in the Irish style. To a round, weighing from 20 to 25 pounds, take a pint of salt, 1 ounce of saltpetre, 2 ounces of pepper, 2 ounces of cloves, 1 ounce of allspice, 4 ounces of brown sugar, all well pulverized and mixed together. Rub the round well with it, and lay it in a small tub or vessel by itself. Turn and rub it once a day for 10 days. It will not injure if it remain a week longer in the spices, if it should not be convenient to bake it. When you wish to have it cooked, strew over the top of the round a small handful of suet. Be particular to bind it tight round with a cord or narrow strip of muslin, which must be wrapped several times round to keep it in shape. Put it in a Dutch oven, and add 3 pints of water when it is first put down. Keep water boiling in the tea kettle, and add a little as it seems necessary, observing not to add too much. It will require a slow heat, and take 4 hours to bake. This is a very fine standing dish, and will be good for 3 weeks after cooking. Keep the gravy that is left to pour over it to keep it moist. To bake fowls, season and stuff them in the same way as for roasting. Put them in a Dutch oven or stove with a pint of water. When they are half done, put in the giblets. When these are done, chop them with a knife and put in thickening and a lump of butter. If chickens are young, split them down the back and put them in a Dutch oven with a plate in the bottom and a pint of water. When they are done, stir in a spoonful of flour mixed in half a pint of milk, a piece of butter, salt, pepper and parsley. Let it boil up and dish them. To fry chickens. After cutting up the chickens, wash and drain them. Season them with salt and pepper, rub each piece in flour, and drop them separately in a frying pan or Dutch oven of hot lard. When brown, turn the other side to fry. Make a thickening of rich milk, flour, a piece of butter, salt and chopped parsley. Take up the chicken on a dish, pour a little water in the pan to keep the gravy from being too thick, put in the thickening, stir it and let it boil a few minutes, then pour it over the chicken. Chickens fried in batter. Make a batter of 2 eggs, a teacup of milk, a little salt, and thickened with flour. Have the chickens cut up, washed, and seasoned. Dip the pieces in the batter separately and fry them in hot lard. When brown on both sides, take them up on a dish and make a gravy as for fried chickens. Lard fries much nicer than butter, which is apt to burn. Chickens in paste. Make a crust as for pies and roll it out in cakes large enough to cover a chicken. The chicken should be very nicely picked and washed and the inside wiped dry. Put in each a small lump of butter, a little salt, pepper and parsley. Have the pot boiling. Close the chickens in the dough, pin them up in separate cloths and boil them 3/4 hour. Dish them and pour drawn butter over. Pigeons can be cooked in the same manner. To fricassee chickens. Cut up the chickens and put them in a pot with just water enough to cover them. Let it boil 1/2 hour. Have ready some thickening made of milk, flour and butter, seasoned with parsley, thyme, pepper and salt. Let it boil a few minutes longer, and when it is dished, grate a little nutmeg over if you like it. This is one of the easiest, cheapest and best ways of cooking chickens. Chicken pie. Cut up the chickens, and if they are old, boil them 15 minutes in a little water, which save to put in the pie. Make a paste like common pie crust, and put it around your pan or dish. Lay in the chicken, dust flour over, and put in butter, pepper, and salt. Cover them with water, roll out the top crust quite thick, and close the pie round the edge. Make an opening in the middle with a knife. Let it bake rather more than an hour. If you warm a pie over for the next day, pour off the gravy and warm it separately and add it to the pie. Pot pie. Cut up 2 large chickens. Grease your pot or Dutch oven with lard. Roll out crust enough in 2 parts to go round it, but not to cover the bottom, or it will burn before the pie is done. As you put in the pieces of chicken, strew in flour, salt and pepper, some pieces of the crust rolled thin and a few potatoes. Cover this with water and put on a covering of paste with a slit cut in the middle. Let it cook slowly for about 2 hours. Have hot water in a tea kettle, and if it should dry up too much, pour some in. Just before you dish it, add a little parsley and thyme. Veal, lamb and pork pies may be made in the same way. If you like more top crust, cook it in a Dutch oven, and when the first crust is done, take it off in a pan and set it near the fire, and cover the pie again with dough. Giblet pie and soup. If you can get livers and gizzards from market, you can have a very nice pie made, the same as chicken pie, or soup with dumplings made of milk, egg and flour beaten together and dropped in when the soup is nearly done, and season it with parsley, pepper and salt. Chicken stewed with new corn. Cut up the chickens as for pies, season them well, have green corn cut off the cob. Put a layer of chicken in the bottom of a stew pan and a layer of corn, and so till you fill all in. Sprinkle in salt, pepper and parsley, and put a piece of butter in. Cover it with water and put on a crust with slits cut in it. Let it boil 1 hour. When done, lay the crust in a deep dish. Dip out the chicken and corn and put it on the crust. Stir in the gravy a thickening of milk and flour. When this boils up, pour it in with the corn and chicken. Chicken and corn boiled together in a pot make very nice soup with dumplings. To broil chickens. Split the chickens down the back, season them, and put them on the gridiron over clear coals. Cover them over with a plate, which will make them cook faster. Baste with melted butter. Be careful not to let them burn. Make gravy of the giblets, boiled in water and chopped fine. Put in butter, thicken and season it. Pour this in a dish and put the chickens on the top. Chicken pudding. Make a batter of 6 eggs, milk, flour and a little salt. Parboil the chickens. Have each joint cut. Grease a pan with lard and lay the pieces in. Put in some lumps of butter and season it well with pepper and salt. Then pour the batter over and bake it in 1 hour in a stove or Dutch oven. Veal or beef makes a very nice pudding done in the same way, but the batter need not be as rich as for chicken, and it requires no butter. Or it will make a good dish if you cut slices of ham after it will not do to appear on the table. Make a batter as for other pudding, put in a little butter and pepper, and bake it in a pan. Cold chicken with vinegar. Cut up the chicken in small pieces and crack the bones. Season it with salt and pepper, and put it in a deep baking plate with a lump of butter and a tablespoonful of vinegar. Cover it with hot water, put a plate over, and let it stew on a stove or hot embers. Chicken salad. Cut up the white parts of a cold chicken, season it with oil or drawn butter, mustard, pepper, salt and celery, chopped very fine, and a little vinegar. Turkey salad is made in the same manner as above. Stewed chickens with rice. The rice must first be soaked in water and very nicely washed, or it will not be white. 2 teacups full of rice are sufficient to serve with 1 chicken, and must be boiled in 1/4 of water, which should be boiling when you put the rice in. Add 1 dessert spoonful of salt. Generally, 1/2 hour is long enough to boil rice, and it must not be too long in the water after it is done, or it is less wholesome. Drain the water off if the rice has not absorbed it, and place it in the bottom of the dish. The chicken must be in preparation at the same time with the rice, and should be cut up at the joints as for fried or fricasseed chicken, and salted and seasoned. Boil it in a little more water than sufficient to cover it, and when it is done, take it out and lay it over the rice on the dish. Then rub a small piece of butter with sufficient flour to thicken it, and stir both together in the liquor, which must remain over the fire for about 2 minutes. And just before it is taken up, add the yolk of an egg well beaten and some chopped parsley. It must then be immediately poured over the chicken. In preparing this dish, take care that it does not get smoked. End of section 2, Meats and Poultry.